Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But first, I want to talk about, you know, the shooting that took place. Again, we're going to talk about it in Aurora, Colorado. And it was so encouraging to see the governor and the mayor of the city, senators and representatives from all over the state of Colorado, county commissioners, firefighters, police officers, city council, sheriffs and chiefs come from all around the state of Colorado to sit on a stage to acknowledge, you know, what happened and to say that we're standing here with you. And they refused. They refused to even give, make this person's name known who did it.
Mm-hmm. They just said, "Yeah, that was great. Didn't it? That really was great."
And that's what, you know, this whole stronghold over today's culture is about narcissism. It's about, you know, if I just want to be popular, I want to get enough likes where I can tell people I have enough likes. You know what I'm saying? Just as long as I get a numbers. And it's so weird. It's a different topic, different day. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Anyway. So, it was just beautiful how they honored them and how all of Aurora showed up, and the mayor of Aurora was there, but the governor, you know, said, you know, that we're going to stand with you. And then when the clergy got up to pray, they prayed in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I mean, it was Christians praying in the name of Jesus, and it was a Jewish man praying in the name of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you've been to Colorado, there's a variety of things that go on that, you know, our pastors there kind of fill us in on what's happening in Colorado. But they stood before all the world and stood before the people of Aurora, Colorado, and stood before God, and they acknowledged Jesus as Lord. And then they said, and I wanted to find it, but I didn't have time to find it this morning, but they read each of their names of the 12 victims. And they paused, and all the people of Aurora said, "We will remember." And then they would read the next name, and they said, "We will remember."
Yeah.
And it was just it just melted my heart. And I just want to let you know, Aurora, you know, we will remember. As a matter of fact, we've been preparing for this day for a long, long time. And we are bringing light to a dark area. So these things beforehand can be uncovered. And that's what we're going to talk about in the extra hour, about what's going on. Because if our head law enforcement officer is selling guns to the criminals, then any strategy is to get us all scared of guns, and then one of our officers gets shot. Is it really far-fetched, even though we don't presently have any evidence on this? If he's doing that, is it really far-fetched that this young man who had obviously held captive by the adversary, acquired these things because they used his stronghold, his whatever, and just dealt all that to him? For why did he stand outside the theater? Why did he just stand there? And why did he tell them that it was booby-trapped?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Why did, I mean, I got 1,000 questions about this, because, you know, coming from a law enforcement experience, that all is done because they want it done. They don't do it just to say they did it.
Right.
And they're wanting those things to be fulfilled. But he just comes outside the theater and just stands there. And they arrest him within seconds of being there. And the officers, I just want to say to the officers of Aurora, Colorado, that we're just so grateful for you going into the line of fire. And you know, there wasn't enough ambulances there to be able to take the wound. And there was like 51 wounded citizens that are there, and including the 12 victims. And and they're running them in their cruisers. They just grab their police cars and they start putting the people in their cruisers. One officer took 6 people to the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I just, oh my goodness. Listen, we need to get along with our law enforcement officers. We need to pray for them. We need to partner with them, because they can't do this by themselves. And where America's going, and we'll be talking more about this week, that we're going to have to partner with them. We're going to have to partner with them and work together for the safety of our communities. And that proves positive, and we just need, Iraq was in the condition that it was for so long because they had no local law enforcement. That was it.
Mm.
And the clans that were there, the different family clans that were there, were fighting against each other. And once you get law enforcement in a place, then it calms down. So we do not want to support our law enforcement officers. We want to be there, and they're there during a significant time of crisis. But I did see and hear, and I kind of read what it's about on their website, but there is an organization called Giving First. It's givingfirst.org. And they're saying that they're going to give, I can't vouch for it, but they're saying that they've been around since 1972 and that they're planning on helping the victims out. I mean, all the expenses that go into, funeral cost and just can't go to work for a while. And, that your loved one had possible debt and different things going on. It's time for America to rise up and
support and help
yeah,
out.
Yeah, to support and help out. And so Aurora, Colorado, is we want to just keep them in our prayers. And so you can go to givingfirst.org. So I want to say, just like the mayor, the governor did, I want to read the names. I want to read the names, and all of our listeners can join us. And I want to read the names. You know, we want to say the very same thing. We want to say, we will remember. We will remember. Because I want to read the name of the 12 victims who were going. And this, you have to understand this, that no man knows the day or the hour that he will pass. The question is not that will we die, the question is, when.
That's right.
Or how. Mm-hmm. But it's appointed once for us to do that. And so I want to encourage you, if you are not ready right now, if you were in that theater, and if your life would have ended, you understand, instantly you go before the throne room of God. Instantly you stand before God and you answer, did you say yes to my son? Did you make him the Lord of your life? And if you did, he says, enter in. He says, come on in, a place that I have prepared for you. And if you didn't, everybody's not in a better place.
That's right.
Everybody's not in a better place. And so you want to make every opportunity. If you're a believer, you need to tell your neighbors and your friends. You don't know what's going to happen next. And some of the things God's showing us that we'll be talking about this week, get ready. If the church does not humble itself, get ready. It's not going to be good. We just want to read the names of the victims, and we want to remember. We want to remember this morning. So our listeners, you can do this with us. Just pause for a moment. Even in your workplace, if you're listening, say, listen, we are going to remember these 12 victims. We're not going to not remember them. We're not going to just move on without taking a moment to say, we remember you. We will remember this. And you say, we will remember when I say their names. The first is 6-year-old Veronica Moser Sullivan.
We will remember.
We will remember.
Michaela Medic, 23 years old.
We will remember.
We will remember.
27-year-old Alex Sullivan.
We will remember.
24-year-old Jessica Gowie.
We will remember.
27-year-old Navy Petty Officer 3rd Class John Larimer.
We will remember.
27-year-old Matthew McQuinn.
We will remember.
18-year-old Alexander A.J. Boyk.
We will remember.
32-year-old Rebecca Ann Wingo.
We will remember.
51-year-old Gordon W. Cowden.
We will remember.
24-year-old Alexander Teves.
We will remember.
26-year-old Jonathan T. Blunk.
We will remember.
And 29-year-old Air Force Staff Sergeant Jess Childress.
We will remember.
Father God, we pray for their families this morning, that you would comfort them and give them the peace that passes all understanding, and that they would know you as their Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.